Have you ever felt like there's a tug-of-war happening inside your mind? On one side, there's the voice of fear constantly warning you, injecting doubt, stirring up anxiety. Psychologists call this the survival instinct, a neural circuit designed to keep us safe from threats, like that noise in the bushes our ancestors faced. But there's another voice, quieter what philosophers have called intuition, source, or even your true self. It doesn't scream, it whispers. Not in your head, but in your body, a flutter in your chest, a spark in your gut. Now you might be thinking, which voice should I listen to? The answer is simple, but not easy. Your fear keeps you small. Your truth calls you to growth. Neurobiologists would call this the battle between the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, the old brain versus the new. Let me tell you a story on a run. Escaping a mind-numbing job, I finally heard my truth. That moment of clarity, what some call a runner's high, was neurological, but it was also spiritual. So, here's our setup. Everyone has these two voices. The conflict? Choosing which to amplify. The resolution? Start tuning in to the quieter, deeper one, the voice of your real self. Have you ever found yourself plotting an escape from your own life? There I was, a 27-year-old vice president, hiding in a bathroom stall to dodge another soul-crushing meeting. Sounds ridiculous, right? But behavioral economists call this the sunk cost fallacy. We stay somewhere miserable just because we've invested time or effort. I wasn't just escaping a meeting, I was running from a life that didn't fit. When I finally burst free, changed into running shorts, I felt like Rocky on the Silverado Trail. Yes, endorphins and dopamine kicked in, those are your body's chemical messengers for pleasure and motivation. Now you might be thinking, is it really that easy? Just run away? Of course not. But the point is, sometimes you have to break pattern to hear your truth. Let me be real, when you see yourself, sweat-drenched and triumphant, reflected in a window, it's not just a physical mirror, it's a metaphorical one. I saw the person I could be, not the shell I'd become. Resolution. Sometimes, a radical act, a literal or figurative, run breaks the autopilot and lets your inner voice speak up. Are you stuck in your comfort zone? What would your escape plan look like? Have you ever ignored a problem so obvious it's almost comical? Picture this. A woman complains of headaches, but there's a nail sticking out of her head. It's not about the nail, she insists. Cognitive dissonance, anyone? That's when your beliefs and actions are misaligned. We all walk around with our own nails, bad habits, unresolved trauma, inherited rules, or plain old fear. Sometimes, we build elaborate helmet scoping mechanisms, routines, even medications to protect the nail instead of pulling it out. Now, you might ask, why don't we just fix it? Two reasons. First, we haven't admitted the real issue. Second, pulling the nail hurts it, usually gets worse before it gets better. Psychologists call this the discomfort zone, the necessary pain before growth. Let me tell you about a friend who struggled with insomnia. The solution to stop drinking 4 glasses of wine before bed was obvious, but she rejected it. She armored her nail instead. Resolution. Start by speaking your truth. Admitting the nail is half the battle. The real growth begins when you choose honesty over comfort. Here's a tough truth. To reach a new level, you often have to go through worse first. It's almost like a sine wave. Before you rise, you dip. In change management, this is called the Valley of Despair. Ever left a job, ended a relationship, or broke a bad habit? The immediate aftermath can feel like freefall. That's your brain's loss aversion at work. Our minds are hardwired to avoid loss more than to pursue gain. Now you might be thinking, is it worth it? Let me tell you. Everything you want is often on the other side of what you fear. That's not a motivational posture, it's evolutionary psychology. The unfamiliar triggers the amygdala, but it's also where growth lives. Let me share this. Every time I faced a big transition, I dreaded the temporary dip. But each time, the new plateau was higher. Resolution. Embrace the dip. Know that temporary pain is the price of permanent progress. Are you brave enough to face worse first? Raise your hand if you've ever been told to follow your passion. Sounds great, but here's the catch. Passion is often a moving target, not a fixed point. In motivational psychology, they call this the passion paradox. What if, instead, you followed your energy? Energy is the language of your soul. When your body lights up, when you lose track of time, your nervous system is telling you what matters. Now, you might wonder, isn't passion the same as energy? Not quite. Passion is an abstract ideal. Energy is a physiological signal. Like voltage in a circuit, it powers you up in real time. Let me tell you a secret. At my firm, we've backed over 500 entrepreneurs, and not one followed a single lifelong passion. Instead, they chased what energized them in the moment. Resolution. Stop waiting for a lightning bolt passion. Instead, focus on what gives you energy now and let that guide your next step. Imagine you had 9 parallel lives starting today. What would you do in each? This is more than a daydream. It's a practical tool in career design called scenario planning. You might play it safe in life 1, but what about the others? Would you launch a company, teach at a university, become a DJ, or write a novel? Each life reveals a different source of energy. Now you might ask, why bother imagining? Isn't it just fantasy? Actually, this exercise hacks your brain's default mode network, helping you access dormant aspirations and bypass limiting beliefs. Let me tell you, when I did this, I realized my soul spoke through excitement, not logic. Each imagined life was a data point in my own decision matrix. Resolution. Try the 9 lives exercise. See which paths energize you. Then, pull a thread from those parallel lives into your current reality. What would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail? This isn't just a hypotheticality, a way to mute your inner critic, that persistent voice of self-doubt. Psychologists call this counterfactual thinking, a tool to envision alternate realities. If you're thinking, but failure is real, you're right. But our fear of it is often exaggerated by the negativity bias our brains focus on what could go wrong, not what could go right. Let me tell you a story. When I asked myself this question, my true dream surfaced. Suddenly, the noise of fear faded and my authentic desires became clear. So here's the challenge. Ask yourself, which of my 9 lives would I pursue if success was guaranteed? That's your heart's compass. Resolution. Use this mental reset to clarify your direction. Move toward the dream that energizes you, not the one that feels safest. Are you half in or all in? Commitment bias is real. We like to keep our options open, but hedging drains energy and dilutes results. In business, this is called optionality, but in life, it's paralysis. Maybe you're thinking, isn't it smart to wait until you're ready? Actually, readiness is a myth. The most dangerous words you'll ever say aren't I can't, but not now. Let me tell you about my first disastrous teaching experience. My inner critic screamed, "You're not enough." But a student's question about overcoming fear, not business, cracked that narrative wide open. When you go all in, your identity shifts. No longer are you a bystander. You become the main character in your own story. Neuroscience calls this identity-based motivation. Resolution. Stop hedging. Commit fully, even when you don't feel ready. That's when your energy and impact multiply. Ever wonder why some people burn out while others burn bright? It's not about how long you work, but whether your work aligns with your inner voice. This is called person-job fit in organizational psychology. You might think, isn't burnout just about overwork? Actually, it's about friction. When your soul wants one thing and your life delivers another, stress builds. Let me share my own experience. I have more energy teaching now, after 22 years, than I did starting out. Why? Because I'm in alignment. Energy is not like fossil fuel, it's more like love. The more you use it, the more you have. Now, if you're feeling exhausted, ask yourself, am I out of alignment? Is my first voice drowning out my second? Resolution. Reconnect with your core energy source. Adjust your environment until your work and values are in harmony. That's the antidote to burnout. After 52 years, I've realized life isn't a string of millions of decisions. It all comes down to just one. Which inner voice will you listen to? Decision fatigue is real, but clarity comes from alignment, not endless analysis. Now, you might be thinking, can it really be that simple? Yes, but simple doesn't mean easy. The power you seek is already inside you, waiting for permission to act. Let me close with this. The meaning of life isn't handed to you. It's discovered by living at your full power, guided by your second voice. That's the only decision that shapes everything else. So, class of 2024, will you promise to take the nail out, follow your energy, and go all in? Will you choose the voice that leads to your greatest impact? Thank you for listening. Which voice will you choose today?